Next item, please, 893.
Authorize a contract with the lowest responsible bidder for the Southwest NATO Parkway I-405 to Jefferson Project.
Commissioner Udaley.
I muted myself. That doesn't happen very often. Oh, wait. I believe Commissioner Fish is president of the council.
No, you are.
The placard.
You are. It goes back to who had it last. That would be you.
Congratulations.
That was quite a power grab. That was quite a power grab.
I wish you had it.
That's
then
all
you
really
did.
Good. Good luck.
That's Portland passive aggressive. Just grabbing that gavel.
Well, okay. I'm just going to go on the record saying I really feel like it shouldn't be my turn again, but I will gladly receive the gavel.
I should have a turn at some point.
We feel like the balance of powers are shifted to that end or down here.
You should just feel lucky that it wasn't your turn the first day you got here like
this
it was mine.
True.
Okay. Let's get
back
on track, people.
Let's get
back
on track.
Item 893. This is a long-awaited project that delivers improvements for all Portlanders, regardless of how they get around. What began as a pavement maintenance project on Southwest NATO between I-405 and the Hawthorne Bridge has evolved, and I hope you will share my excitement with the results. Through public engagement and coordination with other bureaus, this project leverages the opportunity presented by the reconstruction of Southwest NATO by including new crossings, safer connections, and better signals. Here to give details about those improvements is Gabe Graff, the project manager with PBOT. Welcome, Gabe.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you, Commissioner.
Yeah.
Thank you, Commissioners. My name is Gabe Graff, Capital Project Manager at the Portland Bureau of Transportation. Here today to request permission to bid the Southwest NATO Fixing Our Streets project. Let's see. And you can see the limits of the project here from 405 to the south to the Hawthorne Bridge. Given this project's scale and the coordination that's been involved, I'm just here to give a brief presentation. The commissioner touched on some of the key project elements. We will be grinding and paving NATO Parkway between 405 and Southwest Lincoln and fully reconstructing the roadway between Southwest Harrison and Jefferson. And at the same time, we'll be installing new safe and accessible crossings, including a new signal at the mid-block crossing between Harrison and Market, and a new pedestrian signal at Southwest Jefferson, which will provide a safe crossing for folks from the new county courthouse to the waterfront. We'll also be installing a two-way bike facility along NATO Parkway, where there are no cycling facilities today, and working to address traffic queuing that's impacting the Portland streetcar and many drivers northbound on NATO Parkway by installing a new signal at the Hawthorne ramp. The estimate that we have for the project is $8.9 million. The funding is a mix of fixing our streets. This project was included in our 10-cent gas tax when we brought it to voters, transportation system development charges, some signal maintenance funding we're leveraging, and also funding from ODOT when they transferred Harbor Drive to the city. We expect construction to begin in the spring of 2020 and run through 2021. I just wanted to touch on the effort of a couple of other agencies to partner with us in this work. There's a lot of major infrastructure investments that are happening in this stretch of the city. So particularly, we've worked with Portland General Electric on their work to provide an auxiliary power line under NATO Parkway. So we coordinated with them. Their work is complete. They were able to install new underground power supply and do their vault work in advance of our project, so they didn't need to come back and damage the pavement afterwards. I'd also like to thank staff at the Water Bureau and Parks for coordinating with us on the Water Bureau's Willamette River Crossing project, which will tee into this section of NATO. They're starting to mobilize for that project now, and we're coordinating with their staff to minimize construction impacts to the public. Multnomah County for their staff for coordinating the work around the courthouse and on the Hawthorne Bridge, and then particularly park staff who worked with us and our sub-consultant Myra Reed to design more accessible and fitting entrances for the Hawthorne Bowl and mitigate our tree impacts. Here are just a couple illustrations of some of those big projects. And an illustration of the work that's happening around the Hawthorne Bowl will be through this design, planting Dutch elm-resistant elms and a more greater diversity of species, and able to create accessible entrances to the park on either side. I'd like to thank my colleague Scott Cohen, who led the public engagement work on this process. We showed, we created 3D fly-throughs of the project, and also videos of traffic modeling, and got a lot of feedback on the effort that informed the design. I was happy to show you those videos if any of you are interested at the end. I'll show you a couple of before and afters so you can get a sense for what the project will look like. This is NATO Parkway. Looking north at the Midlock Crossing will be improving. And this is what the project will look like once it's constructed. Here we are at Southwest NATO and Clay Street, existing conditions. And afterwards. And then here, this is...
like flying cars. Were those flying cars that you had in the illustration?
Yes, that's our next project.
Our Mr. next pilot. Yeah.
We're going right past driverless vehicles to flying cars.
Right into flying cars, yes. I see that.
And this is NATO Parkway at Jefferson Street. This is looking east. You can see the construction staging here in the corner for the county courthouse, the new central courthouse. And this is an overhead view that shows the new pedestrian crossing that will allow folks to get into the park there with the push of a button. And the sort of the reconfiguration to better separate people walking around the park from people cycling or e-scootering and driving.
Are we also going to turn the river more blue
yes.
in real life?
Yes.
Okay. That's how blue it looks. Yeah. Cleaned up.
Yeah. It's amazing what 3D technology can do.
Mm-hmm.
We worked quite hard on trying to figure out how we can use this project to solve multiple problems at once. And one of the things that we were able to figure out is the ability to reduce queuing on NATO south of the Hawthorne Bridge. So the tool that we have for this is a new signal at Jefferson and also at the top of the Hawthorne ramp. So if you are driving northbound on NATO and want to head east across the Hawthorne Bridge, you will, as a driver, experience a traffic signal whether there's today a stop sign. So rather than having platoons of cyclists go and sort of looking and waiting for a gap, you will be given either there'll be a traffic signal that will control that movement. So
that's a huge improvement, because obviously the traffic gets backed up to I-5, and it does seem one of the more dangerous intersections, trying to sort of find an opening with cyclists going east on Hawthorne. And then the other challenge, of course, is that some people insist on trying to get onto the inner lane of the bridge, which causes havoc as well. So I applaud that change. It's long overdue, and I hope it both promotes safety as well as reduces the queue time from I-5.
Yes, thank you. We expect it to.
I was just going to ask you what you meant by queue, but you've already moved on into an explanation, so thank you.
It's just a nice word for backed up traffic.
That's right, that's right. Line of cars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good. Any further questions? Public testimony, Carla?
No one signed up for this item.
Seriously, that's kind of surprising. All right, call the roll.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly.
Thank you, Gabe. I vote aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
I have been looking forward to this for a long time. I vote aye. Thank you very much. The ordinance is adopted.